Money FM 89.3, the best of the afternoon update. Money in the market on Money FM 89.3.
Welcome to Money in the Market. I'm Hong Bin-jung. Now, luxury stocks, they've dropped as French luxury giant Kering warned about a drop in demand for its Gucci brand. So Kering's Paris-listed shares plunged 14% last week, while its U.S. counterpart was down at 5.2%. Other luxury brands' stocks, including Paris-listed LVMH, Moët Hennessy, Louis Vuitton, and Christian Dior, also fell at about roughly 2% each. So what factors are driving the sudden decline in luxury stocks? And will this likely persist, or will we be able to witness a sector-wide recovery? Well, to delve in deeper into the current challenges the luxury sector is feeling, I'll be speaking to Shirley Zhao, who is the consumer conglomerates and gaming reporter at Bloomberg. Hi, Shirley. Thank you for joining me today.
Hi. Okay. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining me today. Shirley, you know, billions of pounds, they were wiped off the value of luxury stocks last week, where Gucci owner Kering's shares fell 11.9%, reaching the lowest point in Europe's Stoxx 600 index. What factors contributed, you know, the most to Kering's recent stock slide?
Right. So, you know, Kering's warning about Gucci's 20% sales drop really, you know, for the first quarter really came as a bit of a shocker. And the sales dip would contribute to Kering's overall revenue fall of about 10% for the quarter. That really weakened investor confidence. And we could see after the warning was out last week, Kering's stock prices fell the most in three decades, which is a lot.
Okay. So, you know, now overall revenues at the company, whose labels also include Yves Saint Laurent and Balenciaga, they're heading for a fall of 10% over the 3 months. Now, has Kering's expected over, you know, 10% reduction in the first quarter revenues affected investor confidence and market sentiment in luxury stocks?
Well, we could see that, you know, Europe luxury stocks experienced the collective slide after Kering's sales warning. We could see, you know, LVMH and Christian Dior and Prada, their share prices all fell.
Yeah.
And there are analysts saying that, you know, Kering's warning really is a sign that the overall luxury sector is slowing down because of the, you know, slowdown in Asia, particularly the slowdown in China, which is one of the most important markets for luxury brands.
How relevant is Gucci's underperformance in Asia in comparison to, you know, Kering's overall financial health and market position?
Well, Gucci is Kering's biggest brand and contributes about two-thirds of Kering's profit. So, you know, both Gucci and Kering's reliance on Asia is also very high. The region is estimated to account for more than half of Gucci's revenue and over a third of Kering's income. So Kering really counts on the success of Gucci and the success of the brand in Asia for its own success.
Okay. And you did mention LVMH as well, did see some decline. So how have, you know, other luxury stocks, including LVMH, Burberry, Richmond, how much have they fallen in the past week?
We've seen LVMH fall as much as 3% at one point, and that put the worst performer in Paris for the day. And also Christian Dior was down the most in 11 weeks, I think. And even shares of Prada, which did quite well over the last quarter at the end of last year, fell as much as 11% in Hong Kong. And that really indicated the general weakening of investor confidence. And Richemont, I think, was down 2.3%. And other brands like Burberry and Salvatore Ferragamo also saw their share prices fall.
Okay. And at one point, the slump in the luxury stocks, they had wiped nearly 25 billion euros off the value of the sector. How significant would you say this wipeout is? I mean, does this raise any concerns?
I think it definitely raises concerns among investors about the luxury sector's general slowdown. So as I mentioned before, some analysts are saying that Gucci's sales drop could mean that Chinese consumers are spending less on luxury items. And, you know, as we all know, that China is the world's second largest luxury market after the U.S., but the country right now is experiencing a property crisis, which has expanded into a broader economic slowdown. And we've seen family wealth being wiped away and youth unemployment being very high. And among all these, you know, crises and malaise, Chinese consumers are being much more cautious about their spending, especially on big ticket items. So we've seen Chinese consumers are still spending on things like entertainment, restaurants, cinemas, and other instant gratification things. But they are spending a lot less on cars, jewelry, and luxury handbags. So I think that's why investors are concerned about the trend and whether this will last.
So what would you say, or what are experts saying about the overall sentiment towards luxury stocks at the moment? Does Gucci's warning, you know, cast a pall over luxury stocks?
I think there is a general wariness among investors towards luxury stocks at the moment. We could see that LVMH is still falling on Friday. That's 2-3 days after Gucci's sales warning. And analysts from RBC are saying that the group's first quarter growth could be muted. And brands like Louis Vuitton and Hermes are actually generally considered more resilient to macroeconomic conditions because they offer iconic luxury items that people would invest in for their value. But what we've heard is that even these brands, these top brands, are seeing a kind of a slowdown since late last year. So I think investors could be taking a wait-and-see attitude. We'll probably see a clearer picture emerge after major luxury groups report their first quarter earnings next month.
And as you mentioned earlier in our discussion, in fact, some experts, they also say that the fall in Kering's shares is a warning sign that China's economy is having a significant global impact. I mean, the post-COVID Chinese rebound, that has really not, you know, occurred. And plainly, Chinese consumers are now, as you mentioned, cutting back on luxury things as they tighten their belts. So how much impact does, you know, Chinese luxury customers have on the luxury stock market exactly? I mean, what specific factors within the Chinese luxury market are contributing to the fluctuations in luxury stocks?
Well, essentially, as I said before, China is the world's second largest luxury market after the U.S., and Chinese consumers used to splash out on all sorts of famous brands and became luxury companies' major customers. We could see all the major luxury groups during COVID, because of China's shutdown, they have invested heavily in expanding their presence within China because Chinese consumers couldn't travel during that time. So they've bolstered their presence on major Chinese e-commerce platforms and opened more stores. And after China reopened last year, a lot of people thought that Chinese people would start traveling again and they would start spending again because of the pent-up demand. But instead, the country's economy slowed and we've seen some of the country's biggest companies on the verge of bankruptcy. I think many economists, investors, and companies didn't really realize that, the scale of the slowdown, until mid or late last year.
Okay. And I came across an article as well that said earlier this year, more specifically in the month of February, that investors have been, you know, piling into stocks of European luxury goods with exposure to China, and because they believe that they offer a safer way to profit from a possible recovery in the world's second largest economy than, you know, rather investing directly in its ailing stock market. But, you know, surely, given the recent slide in luxury stocks, from the experts and analysts that you've spoken to, have those views changed amongst investors?
I think there is definitely a changing sentiment in this sector. I think investors have started to think maybe the luxury sector is more exposed to the slowdown than they thought initially. So last year, companies like LVMH, Hermes, and Chanel did quite well because, as I mentioned before, they offer these iconic products that people want to buy, especially during economic uncertainty, for their stable value. And a lot of their customers are the wealthiest people in China. they've probably lost money during the slowdown, yes, mm-hmm. but they're still quite rich and they still spend on luxury. Mm-hmm. And Prada did quite well because of the rise of its Miu Miu label. But many other luxury brands did less well because their customers are aspiring middle class or upper middle class who are hurt much more by the economic slowdown. Right. And now it seems like even those top luxury brands like LVMH, Hermes and Chanel are seeing their demand flattening out. So I think the first quarter earnings will really be the moment of truth. Mm. And, you know, investors are becoming much more cautious now. I think they should have realized the scale of the economic slowdown impact earlier last year. But I think they were still pretty enthusiastic, partly because, you know, LVMH and Hermes did so well.
Yeah.
But this year, after the Gucci sales warning, I think they really are rethinking this sector.
I see. And before we let you go here, Shirley, then what implications do you see for global markets and investors as, you know, China's economy continues to face these issues, particularly in terms of luxury and consumer spending?
Yeah, I think in the past, all luxury companies were super excited about China because the country's middle class is just a fraction of its huge population. Mm-hmm. And they saw the country become much wealthier and the spending power keep growing from many, many years to come. Right. But depending on whether China's current slowdown is short term or it's just a prelude to a Japan-style deflation, we'll see whether the company's enthusiasm about the country would last. And some luxury sector consultants are actually saying that some luxury brands are already looking beyond China for their future growth because they've come to realize that there's much more to Asia than just China, and they can't put all their eggs in one basket. And now they're looking at India, Southeast Asia, and the Middle East for growth.
Oh.
But I think it will still take years.
Right.
You know, those countries have great growth potential in, you know, maybe 5-10 years later. But I think in the short term, you know, it will still take years for those regions to surpass China on the importance to luxury spending. So before the brands really find their new growth engines, their best hope would still be on Chinese consumers. Mm-hmm. And that would mean that they would really be exposed to China's economic fluctuations.
I see. Well, thank you so much, Shirley, for your time and your insights today.
Thank you.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Shirley Zhao, who is a consumer conglomerates and gaming reporter at Bloomberg. I'm Hong Bin Jung, and this has been Money in the Market. Stay with Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at audio.sg or download the audio app. That's AWEDIO, audio at the App Store and Google Play.